Science and Technology.
Anatomy of a Disinformation Campaign. Did Olena Zelenska spend $1.1 million of Ukrainian aid on jewellery?
1. On September 30th, 2023, a video was uploaded to YouTube of a self-styled former Cartier intern describing her run-in with Olena Zelenska. The Ukrainian First Lady allegedly spent $1.1 million in the New York Mansion store. A receipt was flashed on screen and got the employee fired. 2. The claims were not true. Ms. Zelenska was in Canada on the day of the supposed splurge, and a later investigation revealed that the intern was probably a beautician from St. Petersburg. But just a few days later, the story appeared on several West African news sites, sometimes as sponsored content. 3. On October 3rd, a website called DC Weekly published the claims. At first glance, the site has all the trappings of a trusted news organization, but most of its articles are either copied from other outlets or AI-generated. Its few original stories are apocryphal claims of Ukrainian corruption. 4. The claim eventually featured on Russian news sites like Lenta.ru and RT and Western talk shows. This process of layering the story, building up from the original source to more credible publications, is a common disinformation technique. The final step is dissemination via social media. 5. The story was first posted to X, formerly Twitter, by Woke Martin, a CEDA account, who began spamming right-leaning influencers. It was then reposted by pro-Russia commentators, spreader accounts, and even the Russian embassy in the UK. It was shared more than 20,000 times. 6. Despite many articles debunking it, the claim soon went viral. The story didn't need to be watertight. It was designed to appeal to people already sceptical of Ukraine's handling of aid money. It is just one of many tall tales of the Zelensky's extravagance, most probably planted by Russia.